Hello and welcome back. This is Dr. Raymond Zaccari, board certified nurse practitioner in family practice and psychiatry. The purpose of this podcast is for edutainment purposes only and is not intended to supplement for any professional advice. Today, I'm going to talk to you about what do you do after your first visit after detox? So you've had your first session and you're on your way. The last three podcasts were about how to control the things you can control, how to set a goal, and then how to come back from when you don't meet that goal. Well, now we're going to move forward. So first, if you're taking this next step, let me commend you on doing so. And between sessions, in order to prepare, your therapist wants to know more about your experience and why you bothered doing this in the first place. Be as detailed as you can in writing this between visits, or be prepared to answer this type of question at your next session. We realize that it's completely normal to have mixed feelings about change. On the one hand, you may value your career and lifestyle and achievements, but on the other hand, you likely recognize the negative impact of addiction in your life. So you want to really explore the balance between these conflicting thoughts and emotions. Your therapist wants to hear from you in your own words. What are the most important aspects of your life, both personally and professionally? By sharing a mutual understanding of your values and long-term goals, this can help align your recovery plan with what truly matters to you. Another important thing we should discuss is to reflect on the consequences of the addiction on your career, your relationships, and your overall well-being. And how do you feel about the impact it has had so far on your life? But beyond just dwelling on the consequences, we want to explore the positive changes. We want to know if you can imagine your life without the influence of the substance, be it alcohol or opiates or pills or compulsive behaviors in your life. Imagine your life without the influence of the addiction. What positive changes do you envision in your career and your personal life? What opportunities could arise from embracing sobriety? We also want to discuss what triggers can be stressful. And stressors may sometimes contribute to cravings because they're a demonstrated way of relieving bad feelings. What triggers have you noticed in the past? And how can we develop a healthier coping mechanism for handling stress? Be it swimming, deep breathing, relaxation, phoning a friend, going to a meeting, doing something enjoyable. But also, in order to deal with cravings and times of stress, it's going to be important to build a support system, as this will be crucial for a successful recovery. Who are the people in your life that can be a positive influence during this journey? And we need to, of course, revisit the issue of setting goals, realistic goals. Try to set some achievable short-term and long-term goals for your recovery. Break them down into manageable steps, and then you'll be able to stay motivated and track your progress. Sometimes you need a daily goal or an hourly goal. And of course, we don't want to fear a relapse. Relapses are common in recovery, but they don't have to define your journey. How can we plan for potential setbacks and ensure you have the tools to get back on track? Remember, you do have the strength and resilience to overcome this challenge. You've made an appointment, you've gone through the detox. I believe in your ability to create a healthier and more fulfilling life for yourself. So as we move forward, know that your therapist can be here as a support person to guide you through the process. If you have any thoughts between sessions, jot them down. That's all for now. Please remember to subscribe, download, like, and share. And I wish you the best on your recovery journey. This is Dr. Raymond Zaccari, nurse practitioner. Thanks for listening.